Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
I sure can. Rox has 2. Nagin has 2. Mo has 3.
Oh, my gosh. Very good. All right. Rox and Nagin are tied for second, and I'm going to arbitrarily choose you, Roxanne, to go first. All right. You're up first, Roxanne. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, a federal appeals court said that blank must give his tax records to New York prosecutors.
President Trump.
Right. On Tuesday, Facebook announced they were banning all accounts associated with conspiracy theorist group blank from their platform.
QAnon.
Right. This week, Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis officer charged with killing blank, was released on bail.
George Floyd.
Right. This week, a CNN reporter's confrontation with blank at the White House went viral.
The raccoon!
An angry raccoon. Thanks to a hiring slowdown, blank claims this week were worse than expected.
Job numbers.
Right. Known as one of the greatest rock and roll guitarists of all time, blank passed away at the age of 65.
Eddie Van Halen.
Right. This week, British lexicographer Susie Dant had to apologize after her new book, Word Perfect, was blank.
Had all sorts of typos.
Exactly right, Roxanne. Susie Dant, who also happens to be the honorary vice president of the Chartered Institute of Editing and Proofreading, says that the errors were the result of her publisher using an early draft of the manuscript. She promised a reprint would be error-free, or her name isn't Sushi Damp.
I'd like to think that she spelled Word, W-E-R-D. Word.
Bill, how did Roxanne do on our quiz?
She's off to an early start. Roxanne, 7 right, 14 more points. She now has a total of 16 and the lead.
All right, Nagin, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, President Trump said he was suspending blank talks until after Election Day.
COVID relief.
Right. On Thursday, President Trump announced he was unsuspending blank talks before Election Day.
COVID relief.
Yes. This week, 2 members of blank were charged for their involvement in the murder of journalist James Foley.
ISIS.
Right. On Wednesday, blank said it would block all political ads through Election Day.
Facebook.
Yes. This week, a former employee of Texas Public Libraries was charged with stealing $1.3 million worth of blank.
Binder clips.
So close. Printer toner. On Wednesday, Emmanuel Charpentier and Jennifer Doudna became the first women to share the blank prize for chemistry.
Nobel.
Right. Made the sexiest candidate win. This week saw the release of 2020's hottest Halloween costume, the sexy blank.
COVID virus.
No, the sexy mail-in ballot. From Yandy, America's leader in making inanimate objects slutty, comes the sexy mail-in ballot costume. Technically, it's a sexy mail-in ballot envelope, a white pull-on tube dress with 2 strategically placed I voted stickers. Proving that, despite what the Washington Post might say, democracy also gets a little freaky in darkness. Bill, how did Nagin do in our quiz?
Well, she got 5 right, 10 more points. She now has 12, but Roxanne still has the lead with 16.
All right. And how many, Bill, does Mo need to win?
7. Count them, 7.
Here you go, Mo. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, the FBI said they'd thwarted an attempt to kidnap the governor of blank.
Michigan.
Yes, on Tuesday it was reported that the amount of early blanking had already broken records.
Voting.
Yes, this week the FDA released their official standards for a blank vaccine.
Coronavirus.
Right.
Vaccine.
On Monday, Justices Alito and Thomas criticized the Supreme Court decision that legalized blank.
Same-sex marriage.
Yes. On Monday, the CDC revised guidelines to confirm that coronavirus spreads through blank transmission.
Airborne.
Yes. This week, scientists announced they've found a cure for tinnitus. To stop the ringing in your ears, you just need to blank.
Oh, and I have it. It's really bad. You have to meditate. If you
No, Mo. You just need to give your tongue electric shocks.
Okay.
Tinnitus is a chronic ringing in your ears. It affects 15% of humans and 100% of Kamala Harris's trying to debate Mike Pence. Fortunately, doctors say that targeted electric shocks to your tongue can cure the condition for over a year. Now they just need to find a cure for chronic buzzing tongue and we'll be set. Bill, how did Mo do on our quiz?
He did 5 right, 10 more points. That gives him a total of 13. But with 16, Roxanne is this week's champion.
Congratulations, Roxanne.
Yeah, Vic